This is the Evil Never Dies podcast with Brett and Carl. This podcast may contain adult themes, violence, and strong language. Listener discretion is advised.
The Evil Never Dies podcast.
Welcome back to the Evil Never Dies podcast. I'm Brett here with Carl. What's going on, brother?
I got a friend of ours.
Yes.
This is a Batman.
Yeah, he's cool. He's fucking badass, dude.
Can't see him too good on the camera. I'll have to take more pictures of him. He's got wings and everything.
Oh, he does got wings. I didn't know they had wings on him.
Got wings, yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
What I really want is that big-ass bat creature from Home Depot.
Yeah, I know, but where would we put it?
No, I'd find a place to put it.
Yeah.
Everybody send us $5 and we'll buy them. How many watchers we get a week? Yeah, everybody send $5 so we can buy us a huge bat creature for Count Krabby's museum. Donations are accepted because we are a charity haunted house. So there you go. Help us buy a bat creature. I'm pimping us out now, Bubba.
Pimping us out, man. Pimping us for Halloween decorations.
Yeah. That bat creature's cool.
Oh, shit. Well, I wanted to give a shout out to our friends at the Middle Aged and Creeped Out podcast.
What you got on there?
They got a new little segment on their show where they do a shout out.
They do.
And we were their first one, actually. So,
well, isn't that too cool?
I'm pimping them out, and I don't have a shirt yet with Nate on it. So, I drew him in.
Nate's drawn in.
You see, it says engineer at the top.
I see. Yeah, he's an award-winning engineer.
Award-winning engineer. So, thanks, guys. We appreciate all you've done for us and. Yeah,
definitely. Always have, always will.
So,
brothers in the pod, I guess.
Brothers of the pod. That would be a good podcast name.
Oh, well, there you go. Copyright it before somebody steals it.
Oh, shit. All right. Well, tonight we're finally going to do it.
We've had requests for this.
We're finally going to do it. We've been holding off for almost a year now.
Well, we've talked about it on the show a lot.
Yes, we have.
But we haven't done a proper review, and we are doing Halloween Ends. And this was Brett's idea, because this is the first week in all the years we've done this show that I could not really get into anything. He's suggested a couple of things, and I'm like, well, we're doing Halloween Ends, he said.
And I watched a couple of the selections that,
and you're glad we didn't.
And I'm glad we didn't do them, so.
Well, we're talking about doing Legend of Boggy Creek, and that movie just has not held up well. So discuss it one night, but yeah.
Well, it was made really cheap. I think it was made for only like $20,000.
Well, I always wanted to make a movie like that, but I haven't so far. So we are doing Halloween Ends. I watched it last night. I've actually got it on Vudu somehow. Don't know how or why, but it's there. It's not the uncensored or uncut version. I don't know why, but it isn't. So I watched the regular version, the theatrical version.
Yeah, that's the one I watched too, because they wanted $4.99 for it on Prime. I wasn't going to pay $4.99.
For the uncut version?
For the uncut version.
Didn't we watch that and we couldn't tell anything was different?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. They tricked us with the Halloween. I get these names. Halloween Die. What's it called? Halloween Kills.
Kills and Halloween.
And they tried to say there was an alternate ending if we watched or some shit, and it wasn't.
Well, Halloween Ends. They said there was. I don't know if that was the director's cut or what, but I couldn't tell no difference.
I have no idea.
They said They said the one version was going to be in the theater, and the other version was going to be on Peacock.
On Peacock.
And
I couldn't tell no difference. Bloomberg tricked us.
Yeah,
they did. But anyway, we're going to get into it. Everybody's heard our opinions of this movie. Now, I watched it again last night, which is, I think, was my third viewing of it. What did I just do? There we go. I think it was my third viewing. I might have watched it four times. And every time I watch it, I get something different out of it. So we'll talk about it as we go. I'll let you start off, I guess, because I don't really have a lot of notes on this movie.
I just got what I got. So, well,
yeah, you do know that this is a love story, according to somebody. I think David Gordon Green.
Yeah.
It is a love story.
Love story. All right. Halloween Ends. Directed by David Gordon Green. Written by Paul Brad Logan, Chris Bernier, Danny McBride, and David Gordon Green. Based on characters by John Carpenter and Deborah Hill. Produced by Malik Akkad, Jason Blum, and Bill Block. Cinematography by Michael Simmons.
Simmons.
Edited by Tim Alverson. Music by John Carpenter, Cody Carpenter, and Daniel Davies.
And I haven't paid a lot of attention to the score on this movie. It seems pretty generic for a Halloween movie.
Yeah, it's probably the worst one out of all of them. Worst sound.
I don't know. I haven't listened to it. I didn't actually get it off of iTunes or Apple Music to listen to it. But shit, how many Halloween soundtracks do you need at this point?
Yeah, I know.
Good or bad. I mean, good Lord, we got 50 of them.
Exactly. Well, I think John Carpenter let his son take the helm to this, really, on this soundtrack.
Yeah, I think you're right.
So, all right, production companies, Universal Pictures, Miramax, Blue Mouse Productions, Trankus International, which used to be Compass International back in the day.
And they were the original company, right?
Yep, original Halloween company, yes.
Yeah.
And then we got Rough House Pictures, distributed by Universal Pictures.
I don't know who Rough House Pictures is. Never heard of them.
Release dates, October 11th, 2022, Beyond Fest, wherever that is. Never heard of that before either. Must be some movie festival. And then it was released on October 14th, 2022 in the United States.
It seems like it's been longer than last year.
Well, it's because they held it off. It was supposed to come out in 2021.
That's right. The COVID knocked everything back. You're right. That's Kills exactly came right.
Kills came out in 21. And then
22 was this. You're correct. So that's why it feels like it's been longer.
Forever.
Forever and ever.
Got a running time of 111 minutes. Country of origin, United States. English language. Budget was $33 million. Take a wild guess on how much it made at the box office.
It made almost $100 million, I'm pretty sure.
Anywhere from $100 to $105, they're saying. So
it made its money back.
All right. Well, why don't you go over the plot to this, Carl, this lovely film?
Okay, so this starts out different. As we know how Halloween Ends, or Halloween Kills, these names are confusing. They should just name them like they used to. Technically, this is Halloween 3, or is it 4? I don't know. Whatever it is, it takes a different path in the beginning. It starts out in Halloween, and I guess he's not a teenager. He's kind of an older guy at this point. Corey Cunningham.
Early 20s, probably. I think he was.
Early 20s. He's babysitting a young boy, and the boy plays a prank on him, And just as the parents come home, Corey kicks the door and knocks the little kid off this huge staircase to his death. So Corey is accused of intentionally killing him, but he's cleared of him, or cleared of the death as just, I think, manslaughter or involuntary manslaughter. So that's how the movie starts, which is never how a Halloween movie ever started before. So that's different. So then they jump ahead 3 years to Haddonfield. They're all trying to recover from Michael Myers' latest killing spree, which I guess in this world was his second killing spree. I've lost track of it. I don't know.
Wasn't it the same killing spree as 2018's?
Yeah.
2018 and Kills was the same killing spree.
That was the same killing spree, which that, well,
so this is 4 years later, basically.
4 years later, Michael's disappeared and believed dead. Lori decides she's no longer going to be Rambo and moves in a house and writing a book. And her granddaughter, Allison, lives in the house with her. And she's a nurse. So this Corey kid, 3 years later, I guess we won't get into all the details, but he gets beat up by bullies and hurts his hand. And Lori sees him and takes him to Allison's doctor's office that she works at. And they fix him up. And for some goddamn reason, Allison is like attracted to this weird dude. That's not very realistic to me, but, you know, to each his own.
Yeah,
I mean, there's gold in every piece of coal, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, they develop a relationship and go to a Halloween party, and Michael Myers has still not been seen, and he will not be for about an hour into the movie. And that's the plot. Michael eventually appears, and we'll get into details about that.
Yeah.
But, again, this is a love story, according to the director, and it's actually Corey and Allison's story.
Yeah, through most of the film.
It's not Michael
Myers'
story, and it's not Laurie Strode's story. It's these two kids.
Yeah.
So that's what makes this movie different, and that's what gave this movie all the hate, is because it's not a Michael Myers movie. So, and it's really not a Laurie movie. It's just, it's two characters. You know, this Corey's a brand new character, and Allison, you know, she's just the granddaughter. So, yeah, they've kind of, they went in a complete different direction from Halloween Kills.
Yep, they did.
So, where do you want to go from here? Because
I'm
going to
go ahead and cover the cast here.
Oh, to cover the cast, and I got a lot to say, and I got some views.
Okay.
Carly Race once said, I've got views. Thank you, you son of a bitch. That was Harley Race quote, not mine.
All right, Jamie Lee Curtis reprises her role as Laurie Strode
for like the sixth time,
I ain't even keeping count.
Me either. Two knows.
Next, we got Andy Matichak. Matichak, is how you supposed to say her name? Matichak.
I don't know, but she's cool. I like her.
Yep. She plays Allison Nelson. Which
I wish
is,
they would have developed her character into another movie.
Well, you never know.
You never know.
But she plays Laurie's granddaughter, same role she played in Halloween Kills. Next, we got Rowan Campbell as Corey Cunningham, the young man accused of murdering a child that he babysat.
The guy everybody hates in the movie, supposedly.
Yep. Next, we got Will Patton as Deputy Frank Hawkins. Same role as Halloween Kills. I like that guy. He's a good actor, man.
Yeah, I agree. He's good.
He's played in a bunch of good shows, movies, and TV.
Yeah.
Next, we got Kyle Richards as Lindsay Wallace.
Again,
for the third time.
And she doesn't play any bigger role in this one than she did the last one, really. Honestly.
Did she get killed in this one? I can't remember.
I don't think so. They just show her in the bar, and that's about it.
Yeah, she was only in like a couple of scenes.
Yeah. So.
Oh, well. Next, we got James Jude Courtney as Michael Myers slash The Shape.
Yeah, he's back to being The Shape again after all this time.
And then we got Nick Castle
as the
he plays some Michael Myers breathing in this movie.
Yeah, and he has a cameo.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Then we got Jesse C. Boyd as Officer Doug Mulaney. That's Allison's ex-boyfriend, cop.
I forgot all about him, actually.
Looks like he's being a stalker. Joanne Barron as Joan Cunningham, Corey's overbearing mother. She was a bitch.
Yeah, no wonder the kid had problems.
Did she get whacked too? I can't
yeah,
remember.
I think
she did.
Is killed. Yes, we won't say who kills her, but somebody kills her.
Next, we got Rick Moose as Ronald Prevost. That's Corey's stepfather.
Okay.
Salvage yard owner guy.
I didn't know that was his stepfather. Shit, yeah. How did I miss that?
Next, we got Michael Barbieri as Terry Tramer.
Oh,
another Tramer.
A Tramer appears.
He was one of the leaders of the bullies.
Of the bullies, okay.
All right, next we got Michael O'Leary is Dr. Mathis. That's Allison's boss at the hospital.
Who was screwing the nurse.
Yep, screwing the other nurse.
Or trying to. I don't know that they ever got to that point.
And her name was Michelle Dawson. She was a gold-digging redhead.
Yeah.
She thought she was going to get something, wasn't she? Didn't she?
She got it all right.
She got it.
She got it.
Next, we got Karan Harris as Willie the Kid. He was the radio DJ.
Yeah, he was kind of one of the few humorous parts of the movie, actually.
Yeah, I know. He was a good kill, too.
Oops. I'm drinking Mountain Dew, so
by the way, crazy. We're going to tell you all about this movie, so there's spoilers for sure. So.
And I'm drinking Mountain Dew, so I'm crazy.
I'm drinking my Zero. I'm not drinking alcohol tonight.
You know Mountain Dew makes me crazier than alcohol.
Well, what the hell are you drinking it for?
Why the fuck not?
Is it the caffeine?
It is the caffeine.
All right, next we got Jackson Goldberg as Jeremy Allen, the little boy who gets killed in the beginning. Let's see, Omar Dorsey as Sheriff Baker, Haddonfield's current sheriff, and he played the sheriff in
all three. Kills.
So that is the cast of Halloween Ends.
Ends, not kills, ends.
So what do you got to say, Carl? I'm curious.
I kind of want you to go first.
Well, no, you said you had some stuff to say.
I want to hear your commentary.
I ain't got nothing to say yet. I'm waiting till the end to rate it before I say anything.
Okay, I'll give my whole analysis of this movie.
Okay.
Straight up. The first time I saw it, I was pissed off. Because Jimbo already told us what happened. He's like, y'all are going to hate this. I did. I was like, what the hell am I watching? This isn't even a Halloween movie. But got to the end and I'm like, okay, that was pure shit. Worst Halloween movie, maybe except for Halloween 2, Rob Zombie's version. So me and Brett trashed it for about 6 months. People ask us to review it from the beginning and we never did because we were being little pissed off about the movie people. So I finally watched it a second time. I don't know. It's been a few months. And I watched it from a different set of eyes. I'm like, okay, I'm going to watch this just as not to be, you know, watching for Michael Myers. I'm going to watch it just for the movie. And I semi-enjoyed it the second time. On this third viewing, it made a whole lot more sense to me. What do you think of that? Okay. My eyes look awful blue, by the way. Maybe I'm being possessed by Michael.
Maybe, or that bat next to you.
That bat, or maybe all these demons up on the...
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's what I brought the possession part on purpose, because it become obvious that this Corey kid somehow got like possessed or taken over by Michael Myers. Now, yeah. Michael, we've always known, has disappeared in the other movies, which they took all the other movies in account. We know that. They might not be canon, but they followed them. Michael always would disappear for years upon years, and nobody ever knew what the hell he was doing. Well, we find out in this movie, he just exists. He's living in a cave or a storm sewer, whatever you want to call it.
A storm sewer.
And, you know, it sort of makes sense. I guess he's being, I mean, he's weak. He don't have a lot, his full strength. And then this Corey kid shows up and he somehow feeds off of the fact that Corey killed that little kid. And it somehow kind of brings Michael back. And then Michael looks at him and the kid's eyes turn a funny color. I don't think people realize that part of the movie.
Yeah.
Michael possesses this Corey kid. I mean, it's almost like Halloween 6 in a way, maybe. I don't know. They've tried to say this isn't a supernatural Michael, but obviously he is. He doesn't die. He's like all the other Michaels. He just don't die. I mean, you can do whatever to him and he comes back. So,
well, not whatever.
Well, there's a reason why whatever.
Yeah.
There's a reason why. That's because these people have watched all the other Michael Myers movies and figured out, yeah, you can't kill this fuck. So that is the way I looked at it, is this Corey kid's turn to evil. He was not a bad kid. He made a mistake and the little boy died. And his life went to shit. And then he finally meets Allison, who's way too good for him. Then he meets Michael and his life completely goes to shit. And I guess Lori figures this out and tries to get him out, but he goes on a killing spree. And he feeds Michael. It's like Michael kind of subconsciously put his soul into this kid and like gained his power back. And that's how I viewed this movie this time.
And it was sort of like Michael was sort of like helping him.
Yes.
In a way too.
It was like they were helping each other.
Yeah.
And even this Corey kid realizes that he's gone over. He even tells Allison, I'm losing it. You know, I don't know what to do. And
Lori even said that she saw something in his eyes.
She saw evil in his eyes.
Yeah.
So I watched it with like that. I didn't watch it thinking it was going to be another Halloween Kills or another Halloween 6 or any of them. Or Rob Zombie Halloween 2. Or the still terrible Resurrection?
Yeah.
And watching it from that angle, the movie is not terrible. That's my opinion. They fucked up a lot of stuff in it. If they would have followed the storyline a little better and not done some of the stupid crap they did, I think it could have become a really good movie. But unfortunately, they put too much garbage in it. But do I hate the movie like I did? I do not. I see the point of the movie. And I honestly wish that they could have made a second movie with Corey and what's her face? The granddaughter. My mind's blowing on me.
Allison.
Allison. Yeah, I was going to call her Andy's her real name. I wish those two characters would have survived this movie and moved on, and they would have actually made another Halloween movie with them two in it. It could have been interesting, but that's not the choice they made.
Well, they're not, because he's dead.
Maybe.
Maybe. Yeah, he didn't. Maybe. Really.
Corey didn't really get cut up in a fucking meat cleaver, so Corey could be alive. Although I don't think there's any plans of continuing this series, so I'm just talking out of the side of my mouth. I think David Gordon Green's done. He wanted a 3-movie thing and he wanted to end it, and he did. So now we're just going to wait and see when Michael returns again, which I don't know what they could do again. I don't know how they'd bring him back. Rob Zombie semi remade the first movie. It's different.
Well, that was his take on it. And Halloween 2, I think he just did it because
they kind of forced him to,
you know, contracted into it. Personally, I don't think he gave a shit about that movie. I don't think he put his all into it.
I don't either.
So I think it could have been way better too. But
That's my thoughts on this movie.
Okay.
It's not nearly as bad as I gave it credit for. I saw exactly what they were trying to do, and they went in wrong directions, but they went in wrong directions in Halloween Kills. It almost got comical, some of the crap with the crowds, the mobs. And that's what happened in this one. They brought all these damn fucking people in it at the end, and they shouldn't have done it.
Yeah.
And like Jimbo and me both say,
it should have been a standoff, you know.
And it should have been Laurie and Michael at the end.
Yep. Yep.
And they did not fight long enough.
No.
But the whole series is fucked anyway, because I still don't, and I can't get nobody to agree with me, but I feel this way. The first one of the series. Okay. So Halloween 1 is the only one that happens. So Michael killed what? 3 people? Or was it 4?
Maybe
4.
5, maybe, now, I think, total.
Now, Lori, I could see, would be a little messed up from this, but I mean, I realize that Hattonfield's a small town and there probably hadn't been a serial killer there before, but I just don't see how the legend of Michael Myers would have grew the way it did just based on that one Halloween night. And the fact that's not Lori's brother. And Halloween 2 never happens. And Halloween 2 is where all the killing is. Yeah. So I find the whole series just sort of nonsensical, as far as it don't make a lot of sense to me how Michael Myers would have been so famous in this series. Because he went on a one-night killing spree. They put him in prison, and that was the end of it. That's my thoughts. The whole series has its flaws. As far as this, we'll call it the Bloomberg Halloween franchise, I guess. So
Bloomhouse, you mean?
Bloomhouse, Bloomberg. Bloomberg's a money show. Fuck, I don't know. I'm confused now. Series is confusing, but no, I don't think this movie is as bad as I gave it credit. Halloween Ends may have been a little better than Halloween Kills in some weird sort of way. Halloween Kills is just a kill fest. There's really no storyline. In the first movie, I was never that fond. I'm not talking about 78. I'm talking about this Bloomhouse. The first one I wasn't that fond of to begin with. So that's my views. Thank you very much. Quoting.
All right.
God, Harley Race, greatest wrestler on God's green earth. Your turn.
All right. Well, I'm gonna go over some trivia here first before I speak my mind. Speak my mind at the end when I rate it. So,
well, like, don't give 6 hours of trivia.
I'm not gonna
this
give
this movie like don't deserve hours. Trivia. Really, it is what it is.
There's just some stuff. Now, actually, Jason Blum said that this would not be the last film in the series.
When did he say that?
But it would be the last one that Blumhouse did. And
what the hell does that mean?
The series rights have went back to Malik Akkad.
Well, he never lost the series rights, actually.
Yeah, he inherited from his father.
They've owned the rights to it from the beginning. And his father swore that Michael would never die.
So, yeah.
So, and this Bloomhouse trilogy is over.
Yeah, no more Bloomhouse doing it. So, and actually, Mustafa Akkad always quoted Donald Pleasance. I guess people would ask, oh, how many Halloween movies are you going to make, Donald? And he laughed and said, I'm going to stop at 22. So,
well, they're getting there.
Yeah. What is this one now?
Shit, I've lost track.
13, I think, maybe 12 or 13, 14. Fuck, I don't know. All right, in the beginning film, Corey and Jeremy are watching John Carpenter's The Thing.
That's sort of a classic from all the Halloween movies now, I guess.
Yep. And
watch something.
It's a clear reference to Laurie and Tommy watching The Thing from Another World from the Halloween 78.
Yeah.
And it's also a reference to Carpenter, who directed the original Halloween and The Thing. Corey Cunningham, new character, inspired by Arnie Cunningham from Christine, who was directed by who?
I have no idea.
John Carpenter directed Christine, didn't he?
I think that was Stephen King.
It's a Stephen King movie, but I don't think he directed. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Let me see here.
Oh,
I got
to look it up.
I got to look that up now, man.
You and your trivia.
Yep, John Carpenter directed it.
I guess. I think this is one of those Nelson Mandela effects.
Oh, shit. Let's see here. What else we got? Oh, my flyout. Where'd my flyout go? Okay, here we go. Big nod to Halloween 3, Season of the Witch. The opening credits are the same blue font. Did you pick that up?
No.
You watched it?
No, I did not.
This is sort of interesting. Guitar player Zach Myers of Shinedown has a small cameo during the first diner scene in the movie. His real name, in fact, is Michael Zachary Myers.
Well, how about that?
And he's been on set of several Halloween movies over the past several years. And Halloween is his favorite horror film. And he actually has masks, Michael Myers masks on stage when they play live. That's sort of cool. I like Shinedown okay.
Yeah,
they're not a bad band. Actually, I seen them with somebody back in the day. Michael Myers doesn't appear in the film until 38 minutes into the movie.
Well, I lied. I said it was an hour.
It seemed like an hour.
It did seem like an hour. I agree with you there.
High school kids had a black convertible. This is homage to Halloween 5, the character Mike with his black convertible hot rod.
Yeah, you got to give them credit. They pretty much gave nods to every Halloween movie that came before it. Maybe not the Rob Zombie. I don't remember any references to that one. But the original Halloween movies, definitely.
Use of the tow truck to attack and kill people. Another nod to Christine.
I guess. I don't know.
Not counting the director's cut version of Rob Zombie's remake, this is the longest Halloween film to date at 111 minutes.
Okay.
After the opening titles, during Laurie's voiceover, doing her book or whatever, pan over to a newspaper clipping with the headline stating that the Myers house was demolished following the events of Halloween Kills.
Don't blame them. I don't know why the thing was standing through all those other movies.
Really?
Because that Michael was an actual serial killer. This one was just, well, I guess he was a serial killer after Halloween Kills. I don't know. I'm confused by all this.
All right, let me see here. The film dropped 80% in its second weekend at the box office.
That's because me and you talk shit about it. We killed the movie.
That's the second biggest drop for any sequel
ever.
It's the second. You know what the first one was?
Why, Halloween 5.
No. Return to the Blue Lagoon from 1991 at 80.8% loss.
Wowzers.
Oh, that's fucking funny. All right, let's see.
It's not easy doing a podcast with a bat creature taking up all the space.
Are you cramped over there?
I'm cramped over here. This bat guy's huge, man. Oh, and I just saw a post on Facebook. Somebody's huge bat creature, the wind caught him and broke him off at the feet, at the knees.
Oh, no. The 12-foot.
Yeah. They said people are having problem with limbs and heads falling off.
Oh, they're making them crappy now.
It says Home Depot couldn't find better prop engineers. So I guess he don't stand like a 5-foot skeleton. Somebody said put a basketball brace on him and he'll be okay. I think they were joking.
That would be a good way to hold him up, though.
Well, there's also a warranty you can buy if you get him. It says.
Yeah.
Anyway, back
well,
to your
trivia.
As much as
you pay for that, if it breaks, they should give you, send you another one for sure.
Well, back to your trivia.
All right, I only got one more here
of the movie you hate so much.
Since you're not big on my trivia, so.
Not on movies like this. Like what was it? The Fog? That was some of the best trivia ever.
Like
I think
that,
it depends
huh?
on the movie.
Yeah.
This one don't really deserve a lot of trivia.
Not really. This film features two scenes where prominent characters have both been berated over past events. Corey's berated by Jeremy's mother at the party that when she sees him at the bar or whatever, she berates him and like, what do you, you shouldn't even be out of jail or whatever. And then Lori gets berated by Sandra's sister. Sandra is the black woman in Halloween Kills that gets the light bulb shoved in her neck.
Yeah, I remember living that.
Evidently, she lived because she's in this one again, but she's all
mute.
Fucked up.
Yeah.
So that's all I got for trivia.
Yay. So, like I said, some movies are good for trivia, others are not so good. I think the older movies are way better on the trivia.
Yeah.
You did a great job at The Fog.
Well, thank you.
So, are you finally going to tell me about this or what?
Well.
You made me wait till the very end.
Yeah.
Well, why? Come on. What's the secret?
Well, I watched this again last night, and it didn't get any better to me since the first time I saw it. So.
Ah. I'm shocked.
You're shocked, really?
No, I'm not shocked at all.
All right.
Hit me.
I couldn't. I the first time I seen this, especially, I didn't understand it.
That was my problem.
I was
I did
very
not
confused.
It
like, what's going on?
I didn't understand it the first time either, and that's what got me. The second time, it made a little bit more sense. And last night watching it, it made a whole lot of sense, actually.
Didn't to me.
It did to me.
And also, Lori's character in Halloween Kills, she's this badass bitch.
She is. I don't understand that
this
at all.
This one, she's fucking baking pies. You know, it's like, what the hell
I would have
happened?
I would have been worse after the fucker killed my daughter than I was prior to that.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what I said. They wrote this thing weird. It's just that I cannot believe or buy. That was stupid.
And they really made this to look, I think they made it look like Michael Myers was just a big pussy in this movie, dude.
No.
Didn't really do nothing.
Because he was injured and not recovered. Remember in Halloween 5?
Oh, come on. He had 4 years to recover eating rats in the sewer.
Halloween 5, he was fucked up and stayed in that damn little house with that dude for a year.
Yeah, well, this was 4 years. You would have thought he would have had some nourishment eating sewer rats or something. Come on.
Well, I see the comparisons between Halloween 5 and this one as far as Michael and also even Rob Zombie's. Remember, he disappears at the end of Rob Zombie's Halloween as well.
Exactly. And
becomes like a homeless guy. So I'm sorry, but that part of it I can buy, that he's trying to grow power back.
Really? He wasn't in the movie that much, really.
He's not in the movie that much, no.
Just a couple of kills and...
They should have had an ending with Laurie and him fighting.
Exactly.
And that would have that's what ruined the movie, and the stupid crowd and all that crap. Who cares about Haddonfield and all of its residents? They none of them cared in the other Halloween movies ever.
No.
Honestly, they didn't.
Except
well,
for
I
two
guess,
and the in two, the original two, when they were throwing rocks and breaking all the windows out of the Myers house, you know.
Well, that was kids mostly. And Halloween 4, whenever the rednecks show up and take Jamie and whatever the hell and Bloomis, remember the rednecks? I guess that they showed some interest there.
Yeah.
But through most of these movies, the city of Haddonfield is really just wanting to forget about Michael Myers and not really talk about him. Remember, they even banned Halloween at one point, which I would have too.
Yeah.
Okay, back to your analysis.
So, the cinematography in this too, I really wasn't impressed with.
No, it's not very good.
But
was it very good in the other ones? The other Bloom, whoever. No.
Not really. No.
Not really.
I'm really not a big fan of any of the Bloomberg movies. Bloom house. You got me going on the Bloomberg shit here now.
For some reason, I think his name is Jason Bloomberg. I don't know why.
It's just Bloom.
Well, I'm calling him Bloomberg for God's sake. He deserves to be called that just for the get a wrong name. He's going to boycott our show now.
God, let's hope so. Wouldn't that be a way to go out?
It would be. It would be.
Oh, shit. But, yeah. Cinematography wasn't that great. A lot of dark scenes in it. Same as the last.
Very dark,
Halloween Kills, it was worse.
It was worse.
They had some daylight scenes in this one, actually. But
I think you're starting to see my point. The entire series is not that good. It's not just this movie. The whole series is pretty weak.
Well, this one topped it for me. That's
the
it.
The only thing that redeemed Halloween Kills is all the kills.
And I liked the stuff they did with bringing Loomis back and stuff like that too. That was cool. I was like, when we went to go see it at the theater, I was like, what? That guy looked almost exactly like him. It was weird.
Yeah.
But this movie, I think they could have went so many different ways with a storyline.
They could have.
And I guess they had like three endings done and they picked this one. So I'm curious to see what the other endings, how fucked up them were. Maybe one day they'll put out a.
They won't.
Bonus of it or something.
This movie's done. It ain't ever going to be see the light of day again. The ending. I think they kind of, I mean, honestly, it was stupid. The best ending to a Halloween movie was Halloween H2O. When they just fucking flat cut his head off. That was a good ending to a Halloween movie. This was overkill, but I think the fuckers were scared that he was going to come back alive. And I'm going to tell you what, and this is a spoiler, so close your ears if you ain't seen it. If I lived in that world, I would have thrown the motherfucker in a goddamn grinder too.
Yeah.
So I don't blame him for throwing him in a grinder. I would. No. They should have thrown Dracula in a grinder. Actually, I give these fuckers credit. They actually throw a monster in a grinder and grind him up.
No.
I'm sorry, but I probably would have done it too. Don't that thing look creepy as fuck right up there? Look at him. Scary. Anyway, so I don't have as much problem with the grinder now as I did because I think they were flat scared of the dude was going to come back alive.
Yeah.
And he probably would have.
Now, remember back when we were discussing this with Jimbo.
Yeah.
From Tragia Cinema. And I'm with him. I think that they should have made it for the granddaughter, like, grab the mask and... But you never know. Maybe they might do that. Who knows?
They wanted Bloom or Berg or whatever his name is, wanted to make a trilogy and end it. And he don't have, like you said, he don't have the rights anymore. So no, I don't think it would, unless he was going to make a fourth movie. It makes sense, but it doesn't, knowing the fact that the director only had the rights for the three movies.
Now, does he own the rights for the new characters from these three movies?
I don't know about that.
Or does Malik Akkad own them too?
Probably Malik Akkad, I would think.
So they could go that way if they decided to then.
They could
go that way. Okay.
I don't know. I think it's time to lay Halloween down forever. They have not made a good Halloween movie in how many fucking attempts? Probably Rob Zombie's Halloween. And that was 16 years ago today when we're taping this, that Rob Zombie's Halloween came out. And I still think that should have been a two-part movie. And I don't mean Halloween 2. I'm talking about they should have made it a two movies.
Yeah.
It went too quick. So I am done with the Halloween franchise. I don't think there needs to be another one in the future. I think it's time to let it lay.
I wouldn't mind a new one if they did it right.
They're not ever going to do it right. They fucked up after Halloween 6. Yeah. They should have never got rid of Jamie like that. That's where it went to hell. H2O is a terrible movie because it's a 1990s horror movie with that fucking Scream and I Saw What You Did Last Summer vibe to it. It did have a good ending. And Laurie and him fought all over the place like a WWE match.
Had all the pretty people in it.
It did. It was a very pretty movie. And it just bothers me that, I don't know, dude. The Halloween franchise is just a mess.
Yeah, I think I'm with you. I think they need to put it to rest.
And this Blumhouse Picture Trilogy is a bad trilogy of movies.
Yeah.
All three of them are not good movies. Halloween Kills is the most fun because of all the killing.
Yep.
And that's my opinion of it. All three movies together, they're not good. They're just not good. It's a bad take on the Halloween franchise. So my hate for Halloween Kills or Ends falls to Kills on the first one as well. I know this movie was bad, but like I said, I understand it a little bit better. It could have been executed better, but so could the other two.
Yeah. I'm with you there. So.
So I don't know that I hate this movie as bad as I once did. I just don't care for the entire trilogy of movies. Kills was the best, but it was stupid as well. It was really stupid with, you know, the Evil Dies Tonight gang and rumbling around in the hospital. It's stupid.
Yeah, that was some comedy.
Yeah.
I remember when we went and seen it, we were looking at each other like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
What the hell is going on here?
So I don't know if I've changed your mind. I know this is not a good movie, but
nah, you ain't changing my mind.
It's not as bad compared to the other two. The entire fucking thing is bad. The first one was terrible, in my opinion. I did not like it. I didn't even own it on fucking Blu-ray until I saw the second one. And I'm like, well, you know, maybe I need to give the first one a chance again. It's just a bad, bad take on the Halloween franchise.
Yeah.
So
I'm with you there on all three of them.
Yeah.
I believe this one is the takes the fucking cake for me.
It could have been good.
Could have been.
They should have got Corey.
Coulda, shoulda, woulda.
Yeah. I think you and Jimbo are right, too. The granddaughter should have, like, become possessed by Michael Myers. Maybe had her in that role instead of Corey.
They could have showed a little flotation of his soul coming out of the ground.
Well, that would have been dumb. We don't see no soul float. That'd be like when Jason turned into a big heart and then the dude ate his heart. No, they did good with the Corey where it looked like Michael possessed him, but I think it should have probably, I think it could have been that they should have used Allison.
Yep.
But they didn't. It's too late. We're just talking to be not heard to by this point. Everybody's probably quit listening.
All right, Michael Myers.
Michael Myers.
What do you rate this movie, Carl?
You go first.
I'm going to give it a fucking 2.
A 2?
Yeah.
You sure?
Maybe 1 3/4 tops.
What do you give it to deserve it to give it a 2? Name one positive aspect of this movie that you can find. You can't find it.
Okay, a fucking 0. I rate it a 0.
A 0?
Yeah. I've changed my mind.
You're really giving it a 0?
A negative 0. Yeah.
You can't really have a negative 0. You can have a negative 0.1.
But, yeah.
So you give it a 0.
Yeah, dude. I've watched it like 5 times, dude. And I just can't get into it, dude. Just can't get into it. It's a no for me.
Well, like I said, I gave it a chance and I can see where they were going with it. Doesn't mean that I like where they went with it. So I'm going to take your score of a 2.
Okay.
And I'm going to give the entire Blumhouse franchise a 2.
Yeah.
It's just not good.
I can see that too. So
I think it's time to take these 3 movies and throw them in the trash. And I think we gave Halloween Kills really positive reviews when we first saw it.
Yeah, I even bought the Blu-ray of that.
I did too. But I have all the Halloween movies except for Kills. Ends. I get them mixed up. I hate that. The names are too similar.
Yeah. That's another thing.
It's not just this movie. It's the whole fucking bunch. So, yeah, right. I just can't give. And again, I actually saw where they were going with this movie, and it could have been good. It could have ended really, really good. But then again, H2O still has the best ending of any of the Michael Myers pictures there is. And that should have really ended the Tham franchise forever. And it should have been attached to Halloween 6. And then it would have been good or better. Then we could add the Rob Zombie movie and everything would have been a better world of Michael Myers.
Yeah. All right, Carl.
Myers has outlived Frankenstein.
What's that?
He's been around longer than Frankenstein now.
Oh, yeah?
Well, when's the last time Universal made a Frankenstein movie? Exactly.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, I seen that thing you posted about Hammer, too.
Yeah, Hammer's coming back.
That's pretty cool.
Well, they never really went anywhere. They just kind of lost their
changed the name or whatever, but now they're back to Hammer, so. Yeah, I didn't know they were still making.
We're rambling.
I didn't know that that was the original Hammer, them films.
It was. They never changed their name.
That Lady in Black or whatever.
That was a Hammer film.
Yeah, that was a weird movie, but
are we done?
All right, we're going
we
off
went on way too long
here.
We ought to like edit this and cut some of it out.
Yeah, that ain't gonna happen. All right, I guess we're done with This piece of shit.
The entire trilogy, we're done.
All right. You will
we're
never
not
hear
reviewing any more of these three movies. It's we're finished with it.
You'll never hear about them off our lips again.
No. But one last thing. If you do watch it again, look at it from the aspect of Michael possesses Corey, and you'll see it a bit different. And that's the way I will leave it for good.
All right, everybody. Check us out on all the social medias. Like and subscribe to the YouTube. Join the group.
Oh, let me cut in a second. I got an email from somebody wanting me to be on their podcast and talk about my sports career.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What podcast?
Fuck, I don't know. But I didn't know I had a sports career. Maybe my days in wrestling. I don't know.
Is it real?
They said that I need to check with Jimbo because they said that he gave me their the email. It said James or Jim. I forgot how they put it. So I got to check with Jimbo. But I didn't know I had a sports career.
I didn't either.
Maybe it's the wrestling.
All right.
Oh, God, you're posting politics on Facebook.
Oh, I ain't posting shit.
You are. You're going to get banned.
Stay evil, everybody.
Stay evil. Bye.
It's been 4 years since Michael Myers vanished without a trace.
Hello?
Saw him watching me. You pretend like you moved on, but you're actually just obsessed with death.
What are you gonna do when Michael comes back for you? Because he is coming.
But this time, something feels different. He's more dangerous. Killed my daughter, but tonight I will kill him. Come and get me.
Lori!
Maybe the only way he can die is if I die too. It all ends now.